What's going on, guys? It's been a while since we've done a podcast. Been at least about 2 3 months, something like that. Anyway, we're back. Welcome back to the Hideout. I'm your host, Jimmy speaking. Joining me is my co-host Shane Smith. What is up, sir?
What's up, man? It feels weird not having Xander say something before I ramble on about something. But he is either going to be joining us later or he is going to be in the very next episode.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But tonight we're going to be talking about the game show awards and the mess of a waste of time it was. I streamed it over on my Twitch and 3.5 hours, I feel like I kind of wasted, but they did have some very interesting reveals and stuff like that. So we're going to get into that. And of course, we'll talk about the game of the year. And I'll try not to go on the biggest rant and piss people off. So,
I think it will probably work out better if you just go on any kind of rant you want to. I think it's better for the kids like rants.
they like rant.
I did want to tell you though before we got started on the actual topics, just because you know it's been a while and we're kind of get this is a great topic. The Video Game Awards is good for us to get our bearings back and get back in the groove of things. But I did want to say I've been playing this game. I don't know if we've talked about it since I started playing it, but Banner Lord, I think.
Ever heard of it?
Mountain Blade
Oh,
Banner
Mountain
Lord.
Blade.
Yeah, it's Mountain Blade 2. Mountain Blade Banner Lord 2 or whatever. And I am addicted. Ever since I had to abruptly stop playing Starfield. Would you like to guess why?
Your PC, your PlayStation, I mean your Xbox can handle it.
No, I was playing it on my computer anyway, on the Mac. Because you can play Game Pass through the browser.
Gotcha.
But no, it was because of a bug, a game-ending bug.
You have my luck. That sucks.
Dude, I had got like the main story missions or whatever. I had gotten to where it was pretty much like about to be the last mission for the main storyline. And you know, I had gotten through most of the faction stuff and like, you know, a lot of the main and secondary like storyline stuff. There's still a lot more to do, obviously, in the game, but and then that happened. Like I didn't even get to finish the game, like the main story or anything. And now, mind you, I could still log back in and check and see if somehow it'll let me, you know, the way it works is it basically you get stuck in your ship, you can't do anything, and you're just stuck in space, and it just sucks because I guess like I saved it since the bug got onto I just it's trash, dude. Like it broke my heart. I've never actually had something happen to me like that. And it was tough. But I moved on to this game and it's fun as hell. It's definitely not I don't know how to explain it. It's like you basically go over across a giant multiple kingdoms and try to conquer
I know what Mountain Blade
lands.
is. I played it.
Okay. I got you. I got you. And it's consumed all my time since we've last spoke, especially on the record. So I just wanted to share with the folks that I have been playing the shit out of this game.
Nice.
Yeah.
But let's get into it. We'll start off with some of the pre-announcement who they awards. The player's choice was Trash Can Baldur's Gate 3. The best esport event was the 2023 League of Legends World Championship. Don't care, don't watch it. Best esports coach, don't give a fuck. Best esports team was JD Gaming, League of Legends, don't give a fuck. Best esports athlete was Faker, League of Legends, of course. Man, these people are some fucking whatever.
It's crazy that League of Legends is still.
What's even crazier to me is they didn't win the best esports game. The fucking Valorant won that.
And
But it won everything else just about.
it's almost even, I mean, it's even crazier just to think that Valorant is a game that won the best esports game this year. Valorant of all
Yeah,
games.
out of all games. Yeah. Best content creator of the year went out to Iron Mouse. If you don't know, she's a VTuber. I think she actually really did deserve it because she has always been putting in work, and every time she streams, she's always got like anywhere between 20 to 50K followers watching. So she deserves it.
Well, good for her.
Right. And her fucking models are adorable. Her models are adorable. So The most anticipated game was Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, which I stand behind this one because I'm excited for that because I'm currently playing the remake. The best multiplayer game was trash ass Baldur's Gate 3.
You're gonna be saying their name a lot on this list.
Yep. Best sports racing game was Forza Motorsport. So good job, Xbox. Best sim strategy game was Pikmin 4. Good job, Nintendo. Best family game was Super Mario Brothers Wonder. Okay. I don't know how it's a family game, but sure. The best fighting game was Street Fighter VI. I can't believe it beat Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, that's crazy. Wait, hold on. What beat
Street Fighter VI beat Mortal Kombat in the best fighting game.
Street Fighter 6. Yeah, did you ever play that any?
I have it. I've watched a friend of mine play it on stream, and I'm just like, ah, it's not my thing. I haven't really been into fighting games lately.
Yeah, me neither. But I mean, I don't know. I definitely wouldn't have bought it, and there's no other way I could have seen where I could play it. I think they had like a demo out. But I couldn't download it for my Xbox because I didn't have the newest Xbox, and I couldn't play it on my computer because I guess I didn't have whatever I needed to be able to play it on my computer. I think maybe there wasn't a Mac version or whatever. I'm not
Right.
sure.
Right.
But Timothy actually was the one who was like, "Dude, you got to download the demo and try it out because it's fun."
Nice.
And I never did, but
Poor Timothy, you're letting him down.
but Timothy loves fighting games, so.
I know he does. We've been on the podcast and we've made the joke. Ryu, she took the kids. So, but before we continue on, we're going to talk a little about some of the reveals because that's mainly why I tuned in to watch to see what would get revealed.
Right. Now, so I assume you're going to come back and expound some more on your game of the year
Yes.
excitement,
Yes.
how happy you are about what happened with the game of the year.
Yeah, sure, we can go with that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, but so they got this new game and they got StarCraft like Stormgate, which is I'm pretty sure all you strategic motherfuckers out there is really excited for Stormgate. New StarCraft game. Me, not so much. Can't stand it. Moving on to Asgard Wrath 2.
Is
That looks.
that a new StarCraft game?
It is.
Is it like in the same storyline, or is it like
I
is it same company?
don't know. I really don't know. I just know that it got Simba Liu, the one of the actors,
Sure.
the voice of bad
Okay,
guy.
nice.
Moving on to Asgard's Wrath 2. That looks fun. I'm not gonna lie. It's a VR game. It looks fun. It looks like something I would probably fuck myself up trying to play in VR, but hey, I'd be down to try
Oh
it.
my God, dude. Listen, sidebar. So my father-in-law, always manages to one up Santa Claus for sure. But this year, guess what he has gotten my son?
A Meta Quest 2?
Meta Quest 2.
Nice. Just
That means
make sure you got room
Yeah,
to
I know, dude. Like, all I could think to myself is like, damn, he got this for my son. And I'm just like, we, you know, why not just give us that money, you know? You just give us the money instead of that.
only
But
like I think they're only like $300, so that ain't bad.
yeah, still. I mean, you know, it's gonna be pretty cool to finally have one of those around the house just because it'd give us open the opportunity for some more different entertainment. But like, oh my gosh, dude. I never even thought to myself that I would ever have one of those, like own one to just kind of do whatever with, like play these games that everybody's always talking about. They're like, yeah, but it's on VR.
Yeah, just play Beat Saber. That's what I would
I'm sure that Gideon will be playing the shit out of Beat Saber.
It's fun. I mean, hey, you get in there and show him how to do it. Stream it to the TV. He'll catch on.
That's awesome.
Moving on.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you that I was finally
Hey.
going to get some untethered access to playing games on the VR.
Hey, that's nice. That's nice. I wish
Yeah.
I had one.
Well, you'll have to come visit once I get up a nice little catalog and you can try it out for yourself.
Yes, once again, new vehicle. Moving on, we have the final update for GTFO is finally coming out at release. Personal experience with this game, but it's hard as fuck. And if you ain't got a team, you're pretty much screwed. I couldn't even get past like the first like sector, so it's that hard.
Which game is this?
GTFO.
Oh, what kind of game is it? What style of game?
Survival. It's pretty much you play as these four prisoners who they drop you down into this den, and you go through and you're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. And they're called, I forgot what the enemies are called. We call that, I think they call them clickers or something like that. But they're they any kind of sound, they'll jump on you.
Yeah.
So there's certain doors and stuff that will release a security warning, so you get, you have to survive the waves. You have to sneak around. If you literally shoot anything, you'll summon a horde on you. So it's best to just go in with your mallet or your pokey stick and take them out.
Yeah.
It's a stealth type survival game. It's
I
fun to
got you.
play, and I really do like it. It's hard.
It's just got an interesting name. So that's why I was like, I figured it would be like less serious.
It's pretty serious. Next is Honokan Star Rail gets a new trailer. Don't care. It's part of the HoYoverse. I mean, it looks cool. It looks like something I should enjoy because I really love anime type games. But I just I don't I Ganeshan was fun, but I just don't want to spend the hours playing that.
Right. Fair enough. Like if you
Moving
don't, if
on.
you're not interested, you're not interested.
Moving on, we have Ready or Not version 1.0 coming December 13th, and I have personal experience with this game. The AI will automatically shoot you in the fucking head if you don't pay attention to what the fuck's going on. That's my experience. If you
Just
don't know,
so everyone knows.
Ready or Not is you take control of the police and you go into certain situations like bombs, hostage, certain, like certain stuff like that.
Right.
One of our favorite missions, we go into these veterans and we shoot the fuck out of them because they have hostages, and it's pretty bad, but hey,
We,
I'll play with a veteran. He's like, let's take these motherfuckers down. So, okay.
yeah, that's crazy. That's awesome though. Sounds fun. Sounds like a decent storyline if it's that's the case.
Yeah. Next up, we have a game that I'm excited for, and that is Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League. They showed off a little bit more of a trailer for it, and it does look fun. They showed the traversal, they showed the weapons, they showed them a lot more gameplay.
Okay, so the tides are changing, I guess, on the Suicide Squad game.
It
Because
looks
I knew
fun.
I was about to say I remember like last year people were like, ah, we don't know if we care about this. And then they pushed it back, and now it seems like maybe there might be a better reception.
It comes out in February, so I'm excited to play it.
Yeah, I think it was
It
supposed it might maybe it was supposed to come out earlier this year at some point.
I think it's supposed to come out in September and it got pushed back.
Okay, I got you.
And I know it's making me upgrade my GPU on my PC to play it. So, moving on, we have Arknight Infield, which is a very interesting open. It's an action RPG tower defense game. That's the only thing I gotta say. It's an anime based game. It's based off the Arknights series, the mobile games that got turned into an anime and stuff like that. It looks very interesting. It has my attention because it looks like it'll be fun. It looks like it's also trying to be another Ganeshan type game, but hopefully this one is a little bit more better. That's all I'm gonna
Yeah.
say. Moving on, we got World of Goo 2. Never even heard of this. Don't give a fuck. We have Thresher. Interesting. It's pretty much flashy colors, thumpy music, a lot of action. I don't know much about any of these games.
Yeah.
Then we have Windblown is a 2D roguelike game like Dead Cells, because it's behind the team that made Dead Cells. It's got a co-op thing to it. And this trailer was very interesting because they showed all these little cute little characters brutally getting fucking killed in the most brutalist fucking ways. So it just shows it has like a serious type fucking vibe to it, and I'm kind of interested in playing that.
Okay.
Next up, we have Harmonium the Musical. This is a action music. It's a musical narrative adventure coming to Xbox Game Pass. Follows Melody, an energetic 10-year-old Filipina American musician who became deaf at a young age. It the trailer looked very interesting and very heartwarming. It's like this is something you want to sit down and play with your family.
Yeah.
And I'm a sucker for musicals, so I probably will end up playing this because it was cute.
Okay, and it's just interesting. The name is interesting.
Well, I mean, the trailer opens up and she's talking to him with sign language, and she's talking about how she's afraid her music sucks, and her dad's like, "No, honey, it's good." And she goes over to the drum set and she starts playing the drum set. And it after that, it goes into like more or less the trailer. So,
Yeah.
supernatural action game Adventure Unusual June was revealed. It has a cel-shaded art style. I can't really say much on this because I kind of tuned off during this trailer, but it looked kind of like, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Looked cool in a way, but. Moving on to a game that I'm really excited for is called the First Berserker, Kazan. This looks like it is an anime Souls-based game, and I am freaking excited for this. If you've been listening, you know I like Souls, so I'm excited.
Yeah,
And
I was
it's
about to say,
going,
I was hearing about that one.
yes, and it's coming to the PlayStation, Xbox, PC. I'll probably pick it up on the PlayStation. Banishers: Ghost of Eden looks cool. Don't know much about it, but it looked cool. Apparently, Guilty Gear Strive, which is an anime-type fighting game, is getting a new character. Yay! The First Descendant gets a summer 2024 release window. I do have this on wish list for Steam. It is a third-person loot and shooter type combat, so kind of like Destiny.
Okay. It sounds different, or not different, but a different version of the same.
Right. And then we're moving on to a game that like I was really hyped for because I thought this was gonna be a Mobile Suit Gundam game, but it wasn't. But I'm still hyped for this game. It's called Mecha Break. It is a multiplayer mech sci-fi action game that you take control of a mech and go out and battle. I'm down. I like mechs.
Yeah. And if it's a game that's worth being announced at the at this level, then sure, let's go.
Right.
Because I mean, I know back in the day they used to just relentlessly make mech games that could be hit or miss, but I don't know. Maybe we'll get a good one. Too bad it's not Titanfall 3.
EA's EA respond. I think Respawn's done with that. They're too busy trying to focus on Apex, which Apex in January has a crossover with Final Fantasy coming.
What?
Yes, they announced that at the Game Show Awards as well.
That's badass,
Yeah, I know it kind of it's gonna make me reinstall and play it.
man. No, I mean, that's awesome.
Then we have Hoyo Versus new game, Zenless Zone Zero. Looks like it's getting a 2024 release date, and this one actually does look interesting because it doesn't look like it's it looks like more modern day like street style anime type game. So I kind of actually have interest in playing this one.
Sweet. Have you sidebar, I know that you play Fortnite from time to time. How are you feeling about how you been feeling about all the new additions on Fortnite?
I haven't touched it in a while. It for some odd reason it started running really crappy on my PC,
Oh yeah.
so I installed it on my PlayStation and I played it for a little while when the OG map came, and it brought everybody back, and it just made it really hard to want to play it because everybody's like tryhards and stuff. But Lego Fortnite looks good. A friend of mine, really good friend of mine named Gong, he's been on here before. He's been playing the Lego version of it, and he says it's really hard. So.
Yeah, I heard that the Lego version is pretty cool. It's kind of like a Minecraft or something, but like
Yeah,
in
it's like Souls Minecraft.
Yeah, and something that's interesting to me though is like, with the Lego thing, it's like why the hell didn't like Minecraft or the developers of Minecraft find a way to capitalize on that like partnership as opposed to Fortnite being the one? Because Fortnite, like Minecraft's been around longer than Fortnite, obviously. Like don't get me wrong, if the business deal made more sense to happen with Fortnite, which it probably does at this juncture, because Fortnite's still a, you know, obviously a growing thing. Like, but
well, ever since Fortnite went back to the OG map, it brought back over, I think I said 2 million consecutive players at a time.
That day that it launched, it was 3 million, 3.2 million or something like that at its peak. That's a lot of people. And I don't know, it's just crazy to me, like, because now they've gone and they, since they started releasing all this stuff or whatever, and they put out their new map or whatever, they got rid of the
so Fortnite is becoming the new platform. It's a platform now. It's no longer a game. It's a platform.
Right. Right.
It's going to be go where you want your racing games. It's going to be go where you want your battle royale games. It's where you want your survival games. It's even got this own Rock Band style game.
Yeah, I noticed with that the big reveal when they did it. But bro, I'm not gonna lie. The Rocket Racing is fun as hell. I love that shit.
And yeah, they got the racing. Yeah, it looks fun. I don't know how I really feel about it right now. It might be something I might try later on, but it's something that I kind of grown away from at the moment.
Hell yeah. I mean, it's all good. I've just recently in the past few months been kind of on a Fortnite kick, and you know, it's easier for me to play it when I play it by myself too. Like my headphones been jacked up and all that other stuff. So I've just been kind of playing a lot of games by myself or whatever. And plus, I've been playing the shit out of this Bannerlord game. But when I do get to play games, and it's obvious, it's been the busiest time of the year for my job. So, I digress.
Good.
Yeah, I was just saying that I am been on a Fortnite kick as far as when I do play something other than Bannerlord.
So, moving on, we have the Outlast Trials is finally getting its release date, which is March 5th, 2024. The Outlast is usually the Outlast series has been a survival game where you look through a freaking camera and you got to find batteries and figure out what's going on. The Trials is a multiplayer game where you survive with your friends as they put you through all these bombastic freaking trials and they scare you halfway to death and stuff. It looks interesting. It's going to PC, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X, Xbox One. So everybody's going to get a taste of the cut.
That's interesting.
Yes.
I remember when those games, or one of the first one came out, I think I saw it in a magazine actually, and it was like supposed to be like the scariest game of the year or something like that, the most suspenseful game of the year or something like that. This would have been a long time ago, but.
Side note, Kratos' voice actor, I cannot think of his name right now, dropped one of the sickest burns in history. If you know anything, last year he had like a 10-minute long speech when he won best actor, or you know, best performing actor for Kratos in the God of War series.
Yeah.
And he dropped one of the sickest burns. He said his speech was longer than the newest Call of Duty campaign.
Damn.
And it has everybody up in a uproar. Even Activision was kind of pissy about it.
Yeah.
So it was hilarious. Moving on, we have Black Myth Wukong has a release date as August next year, and this is it's about Wukong, you know, Sun Wukong, the Chinese mythological god. Know
yeah.
What I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah. It's about, yeah. Absolutely.
It's about him. It looks like it looks like it's going to be another Souls-related game, so this might be on my list to play.
That's awesome. It looks like it's got some deep lore.
It does. If you ever played any of the Paydays, like Payday 1 or Payday 2, then you know Den of Wolves is a great Swedish developer, and they're coming out with a new game called Den of Wolves. It looks like it's going to be a another Payday-type game. So.
I played Payday 3 a couple of weeks ago because it's on Game Pass.
Yeah, I got it on Steam. It's all right.
Yeah, it's whatever. It's fun. It probably is more fun to play with friends, but you know.
It is. Moving on, we have Hellblade 2, Sanya Saga. Hey, they came out and they performed an original song for this game, and it was creepy as fuck. It was very like Norseman. So I played the first one. The first one is a psychological fucking thriller that's gonna fuck with your head, because every time you make a movement, you got voices in your head speaking to you as you try to play this game and you try to look for things, and it's like mind fucking you around. So
Damn.
I like it, and I probably will play this, but we'll see how it goes. Yeah, it's on Xbox if you want to try it.
Okay. What'd you say the name of it was again?
Hellblade.
Hellblade. Okay, yeah, I've seen this.
Yes. Moving on, we finally have something that made me, I'm not gonna lie, kind of made me get really, really more excited than for what I should have been. We finally get a new Mana game coming to America, and that is Visions of Mana. Square Enix is finally delivering up on the Mana series for us, and I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
So I know you probably don't
That's
care.
it's I have never heard of it before, but Square Enix putting out more games that are getting some spotlight, I'm cool with that as long as it does well, performs well. I like the good successes of if the fact that there's any level of people anticipating this new installment of a Square Enix game, then I'm glad.
Oh yeah, a lot of people's excited for it.
That's awesome.
Next on, we have Saber Interactive's new game that is a first-person Jurassic Park game.
Okay.
It is apparently a revival of the cancel action game from the early 2000s. The trailer looked very interesting. I don't know much about it because it didn't really show any gameplay, but it was just a cinematic trailer, and it did look very interesting and cool. It showed off, all the classic, dinosaurs, the T-Rex, the Velociraptor and stuff like that.
Yeah.
As they're chasing, I can't think of the character's name. It's from one of the newer movies, I think. They're chasing her to the park. So it looks interesting. I like Jurassic Park, but I'm not a big fan of
Okay,
it.
yeah, it's probably not one that I'll be playing either, since I haven't watched or played anything to do with Jurassic Park in quite some time. I haven't played a Jurassic Park game since I played one in the middle of the mall or something, or on like Sega Genesis, when it was like a side scroller or something.
Right,
But,
and
you know, I could see why some people would be interested in it. Is it going to be in VR?
no, I don't think it is. But next up, we have the casting of Frank Stone, which is a Behavior Interactive and Supermassive Games. If you know who Behavior Interactive is, that is developers of Dead by Daylight. And Supermassive Game is the developers behind the Anthology series, the Dark Pictures Anthology series, and Until Dawn. So this is going to be a new story-based game where probably your decisions matter. So it's probably going to
Yeah.
also have local co-op and couch co-op and online co-op. So it looks interesting enough. I want to see more on this. But yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Moving on. I don't need to talk about that.
Damn, you didn't even say the name of it.
So BioWare, ex BioWare developers have revealed their new sci-fi RPG. It's called Exodius. It's in the develop by in development by Archetype Entertainment. The trailer revealed that it takes the place the roles of the travelers for in the universe while avoiding enemies known as the Celestials.
I don't like the name Exodius. I'll tell you that for starters.
If this is what I think it is, if this is the trailer, I think it is. I think it was. It opened up with a couple, and the Celestials are coming in, and they're trying to get back to the ship. Once they get back to the ship, he realizes that he needs to send his significant other on her way while he leads them afar. It looks very interesting. It looks like it's going to have a nice story. I don't know much, this is BioWare, they done Mass Effect, so they know sci-fi. They know sci-fi. That's all I
Right.
got to say. So if it the new
I have faith in it. I mean, because I mean, it's cool to see that they're starting something new too.
right, and who knows? I know I'm making a lot of sense, but hey, whatever. I'm just trying to give you a thing. Next we have No Rest for the Wicked. It is a developers of Ori and the Blind Forest and Ori the Will of the Wisps. It's Moon Studios. It's a Diablo style type game. It
Okay.
looks very interesting. And yeah, it's coming to PC and then later to Xbox and PlayStation. So if you're into that kind of style, go for it.
Sounds like they're trying to get into a market that has already been conquered.
Well,
But I mean, cool. At least there's some parity out there.
congrats to them. And
Yeah.
of course, we talked about this earlier, Fortnite Racing, it gets a new trailer and it is out tomorrow, along with, Lego and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Moving on, this is something that had, most of the fanboys of the series screaming, but then they probably got disappointed when they saw it wasn't that type of game, but they're probably still screaming. This is, we're talking about Dragon Ball Sparking Zero.
I've heard of this game.
It was previously teased as a Budokai Tenchi game. That's why I said
Yeah.
they're probably disappointed, but it looks very interesting. It looks like it's going back to the Budokai Tenchi roots anyway. I don't know if I'm going to play it at, but hey, we finally got a new Dragon Ball game, so.
Yeah. The way it was explained to me is it's basically a mixture of like how their recent games have been, like Xenoverse or whatever, and the old games. So I'll be curious to see what they mean by that because I haven't like watched any trailers or anything for it. I obviously have not been someone who plays those games that much, but I have
Me either.
every friend almost I've ever had, almost obviously, I guess, has spent some time playing those games.
I'm pretty sure one of our mutual friends is excited for it.
Yes, he will not admit it, but he will be excited because he doesn't admit that he's excited for anything.
Damn it, Tim. Damn it, Timothy.
Oh, Tim, I'm thinking Alex.
No. Of it too.
Oh yeah, Tim will probably
Damn,
express his excitement.
confused. Yeah. I don't think Alex really
Yeah.
cares.
Fair enough.
Next up, we have a game that I've been wanting to play for a little while, ever since it got announced like 20 years ago. Skull and Bones is finally getting
Yeah, sure.
it's
Sure.
getting its release date, which is February
Sure.
16th. I probably would like to go live up my my pirate fantasies, because it looks like it has that kind of Assassin's Creed 4 style gameplay. So.
Yeah, we will see. But I, if that's the case, I'm excited for it. They said what they were gonna do. That's what they said they were gonna do. And a new game, if that's like that in today's day and age, if it's worth the wait, then yeah, I'm down with the clown. Is it gonna be an exclusive anywhere?
No, I think it's going to like every single system.
Cool.
It's
Probably
Ubisoft.
newer systems, I'm sure, but
Right.
still fine with that.
Then we have Rise of the Ronin is coming to the PlayStation 5. It is a Team Ninja game, so it's an open world samurai game. And it looks very interesting. It looks like Ghost of Tsushima type game. And I still haven't played that. It's on my list to get and play, but it looks very interesting. I'm excited for it.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 16, which is my game of the year, I'm going to say that now, got some DLC release. I need to get paid and pick this DLC up and go back and replay the game now, because it was a great fucking game, and it
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16 should have been on the list for game of the year, but no, it wasn't. Fuck whoever did not want to put it on there. It was
Yeah.
such a great game, and fuck Baldur's Gate 3.
I was about to say, and look at the games that beat it out.
Well, so we'll get into this later, but yes, it's got some DLC coming, and I'm excited for it. A friend of mine right now is playing through the game, and he's telling me about his experiences, and I'm excited for him. Next up, we have No Man's Sky's developers, Hello Games, has revealed its next game is called Light No Fire. It's a very ambitious open world online multiplayer game. So it looked interesting. It looked like
Yeah.
something that I might be interested in, because you're able to conquer the elements. You're able to tame a dragon and ride it. Of course, you got your building, your town and shit like that, but it looks interesting.
Yeah.
So hopefully Hello Games have learned their lessons about releasing games at launch. The finals finally is dropped. It's on PC right now. If you don't know, it is a 4v. It's a 4v 4v 4v4. It's a 4v4v4. It's like four squads of four people going at each other. Fuck, I can't say it.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
And it's a it pretty much they pitch you into like this game show where you compete for fame, money, and sponsorships, stuff like that. It looks interesting. I want to try it, but
Could be cool.
I want to try it, but I'm hearing from some resources that this game is very demanding on PC, so it looks like it's out of my league at the moment.
Damn. Well.
And then the excitement that got me and two of my friends really excited was Sega dropped a huge announcement.
Yes, they
They
did.
are revealing five new games in development: Jet Set Radio, Shinobi Golden Axe, Streets of Rage, Crazy Taxi. Looks like they're all being redone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I am excited for Jet Set Radio, Golden Axe, and Crazy Taxi.
Yeah,
I'm
I mean,
excited.
that's pretty cool that they're all getting, brought back to life.
Sega's getting that money, man. Atlus is making that money with all the
Yeah.
Persona.
Good for them. And good on them.
Moving on, we have a game that I hope is going to be exclusive to the Xbox, because Xbox needs this. Hear me out, people. Where you go complaining. Arkane Studios is teaming up with Marvel to make a Blade game. And this needs to be an Xbox exclusive. Why? Because Marvel owns, Sony owns Spider-Man. They own the rights to Spider-Man. I get it. Cool. But Xbox needs their own superhero game, and this should be it. Because everybody views Xbox as the loser and as the antagonist. So there we go. Blade fits it perfect.
That's true.
And Arkane Studios is developing it. So, hey, I hope it is great.
Yeah, I think that's the general consensus.
So, moving on, we have God of War gets a free DLC expansion. It looks like it is a roguelike type game where you go in and go so far that if you die, you can go back in. So, cool. I still have yet to beat God of War Ragnarok. I got like a couple hours in and I quit playing it.
Yeah.
I wish Xander was here so we could talk about this, but we'll talk more on this later. But Kojima has officially revealed his Xbox project, and it is titled OD or Overdose.
Yes, that's the new one.
And the trailer made no fucking sense, but what do I expect from Kojima? It was fucking weird as fuck. And then he also revealed he has a collaborator on this project, and all out of all fucking people, it was Jordan Peele. Like,
which is kind of cool.
How the fuck, why the fuck, when the fuck that's that situation. But important to Pill, he was such a fan of Kojima's game playing Metal Gear Solid, and then according to Kojima, he loves this movie, so why not make a game together. So
it definitely makes sense. I mean, it's it's 2023, man. People be doing all kinds of stuff for good branding,
right? And I think
it might be good for all we know.
It probably will be. It's a Kojima game. But I think they need to get Lona Shore to do the soundtrack for it.
Now that would be crazy.
Hear me out. He already loved their new CD, The Pain Remains.
Yeah.
He loves that CD. And he's also teamed up with another big band in the past. You know who that is?
Who?
Bring Me the Horizon. For that one game, I can't think of the game now. Fuck. Death Stranding.
Yeah. Oh, we finally remembered it.
Yes.
Did you look it up?
No, I just can't.
Okay.
Do that. Yeah.
Because I was, dude, when you said that earlier, there's no way I would have ever forgotten until you were like, man, I forgot. And I'm like, damn, me too.
Yeah. They did Ludens for Death Stranding, and that's a great song. It was on their posthuman album. So I think you need to get Lona Shore to do some type of music for it, but I don't, that's probably, Xbox is probably like, nah, that ain't happening. But
yeah,
either way. Moving on to one of the probably one of the biggest the announcement they saved for last. When I say they saved this for last, this was the very last trailer they revealed.
Yeah.
And this is how they ended the Game Awards. And that was with Monster Hunter Wilds. And it, I don't know what to say. If you're a Monster Hunter fan, you're probably getting the fuck into this game. You're probably fucking playing it. So it looks very interesting. It looks like it's a new type. It looks like they're expanding on Monster Hunter World and going into Monster Hunter Wild. It's coming to PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox in 2025. So we still have another year and whatever of 25 to know about it. But it looks great. I'm glad Monster Hunter is finally getting its due diligence.
Yeah, cool. Good for them. And that's cool that they saved them for like the big reveal too.
Right. I didn't expect it. Now moving on, we're going to get back into the winners of the Game Show Awards. And we left off at Best RPG. No fucking lies. Baldur's Gate 3 won it, when honestly it shouldn't either have been Sea of Stars, Final Fantasy, or Lies of P, or Starfield. You know, one of those should have got it, but of course, Baldur's Gate 3 got it. Moving on to the best action adventure game, Tears of the Kingdom won that. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was so upset about Baldur's Gate 3 winning Game of the Year, personally. But the only reason I was upset was because I knew that it was going to win just based off of the fact that it's like, look at these other games that they put it up against. And
right.
Everybody was stroking the bone of Baldur's Gate 3.
We'll get there. But moving on to the best action game, FromSoft comes away with Armored Core 6 winning it, which I have Armored Core 6. I had played the first like couple missions of it. It is hard as fuck. It is FromSoft to its fucking glory. It is a great game.
Yeah.
Of course, the best VR AR game was Resident Evil Village VR mode. So cool to Capcom for winning that one. Best mobile game was Honkai Star Rail. So there you go, HoYoverse. You got it. Hello Kitty should have won it, but hey, there you go. Best indie game, Cocoon. Do you know what the fuck this game was? I didn't know this fucking game was out.
I believe it was on Game Pass for a little while, but I never played it. I just remember seeing it a lot.
The only two games I knew on the list was Dredge and Pizza Tower, so hey.
Yeah.
Cool. Best independent game, Sea of Stars won that. Congratulations.
What kind of game is that?
Sea of Stars is it's a modern day take. I say modern day take. It's an RPG. It's a true classic 16-bit RPG. Kind of like how old Trials of Mana was, Chrono Cross was, Chrono Trigger, all those type games. That's what that game is.
Yeah,
I haven't played it. I have it, and it's on my list to play.
Okay.
And we're moving on to best community support. Apparently, Larian Studios won that with Trash Test Baldur's Gate 3. I don't see how that won, but what the fuck ever. Best ongoing game, apparently Cyberpunk 2077 won that, and I still don't see how that won it.
I mean, apparently they dropped a new DLC that's all the rage.
But still, it's not. It's a single player game. It's not really like where, you know, Apex Legends, Final Fantasy 14, Fortnite, and Genshin was there. Like how? Like
sure.
How did?
Yeah.
Sure. You know, it's like Cyberpunk. You finally got one. Congratulations. Are you happy now? Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Fuck you, CD Projekt Red.
I don't know. I mean, this is the thing that's interesting to me. Like, all of the voting for this was allegedly done by the fans. So, like, it just makes me curious. I don't know. I don't know.
It's like, I believe it. I kind of believe it in a way because we'll talk about this at the end. But Games for Impact, apparently Chicha, whatever you want to call this game. I'm sorry if I'm fucking up. It's your favorite game. I'm so sorry. It looked interesting. It looked cool.
Really, really inconsiderate of you, Jimmy.
I can't help it. It looked cool, but I sure.
Yeah, I'm kidding. I've never heard of it. So,
out of all these other games I never even heard of, congratulations. Innovation and accessibility. Mozersport won this. It beat out Spider-Man 2, Hi-Fi Rush, Mortal Kombat 1, Street Fighter 6, and Diablo 4. So congratulations, Forza Motorsports. Xbox walking away with another one.
I would have been happy to have seen Spider-Man win more things.
It didn't
I
win a
thought
single award.
I thought that Spider-Man might be in good contention for the game of the year.
Thought it was too. But moving on, we got to best performance, and Neil Newborn won this for his role as Asterion in Baldur's Gate 3. My opinion is he did a great job as Asterion. But yeah. I still think Ben Starr, the voice of Clyde from Final Fantasy 16, should have won it. But hey, I'm cool with him winning this one because Asterion was he's a great character from Baldur's Gate 3. So I think I
yeah. Okay.
Best audio design was Hi-Fi Rush, and that was Tango Gameworks, which is a Bethesda studio. So congratulations, Bethesda and Microsoft, you won. Beating out Alan Wake 2, Dead Space, Marvel, Spider-Man 2, and Resident Evil 4.
Okay, so I have a question. What did Hi-Fi Rush beat?
So best audio design. So it was best audio design. It beat Alan Wake 2, Dead Space, Marvel Spider-Man 2, and Resident Evil 4. For audio, for like aesthetics in the audio, which Hi-Fi Rush is a rhythm-based game anyway, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I never played it, but I've heard a lot about it, obviously.
Best score in music, the nominees were Alan Wake 2's Baldur's Gate, Trash Ass Baldur's Gate 3, Final Fantasy 16, Hi-Fi Rush, and Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And finally, Final Fantasy 16 walks away with an award. And I will tell you this, playing through 16 and hearing the old tunes from the old Final Fantasy games will put you in the mood. It'll get you in the mood. And some of the rendition they did for them was just mwah, icing on the cake. Great game. Great music. They deserve this award.
That's good then. Obviously, I didn't play the game, but that's good to know that somebody who deserves the award won the award.
Best art direction was Alan Wake 2, and they beat out Hi-Fi Rush, Lies of P, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. I ain't got no opinion on this one.
Yeah.
So moving on. Best narrative was Alan Wake 2. It beat out Baldur's Gate 3, Cyberpunk, Final Fantasy 16, and Marvel Spider-Man 2. I ain't got no opinion because I haven't played Alan Wake 2. Yeah.
Do you think you will?
One day I will. Here's the thing. I was going to pick it up off the Epic Store because I got a coupon half off of it. But it's too late. It's expired, so I might just pick it up on the PS5. But I can't play it on PC because my graphics card is too out of date for it.
I got you. It's
a really demanding game.
I don't know. I didn't play the first one, and I didn't play Control, and I don't know. But Control, I believe, is on Game Pass, so I probably could get away with playing that.
Yes, and keep them entertained. I'll be right.
All right, you're good. So, yeah, to anybody out there in the free world who cares, I'm going to put out some music soon and finish up some music with the Hylian Hideout. Seems like we've been on a Hylian hiatus, but you guys go check it out on SoundCloud, all the music that's been out for the Hylian Hideout, stuff that they've done, we've done, I've done, all kinds of stuff on there. So y'all go check it out. Also, have you heard of NordVPN? I'm just joking. We got to get us a VPN sponsor. That'd be great. That'd be fun. It'd be so nice to get us a good old-fashioned VPN or find us some, like, you know, nootropics to promote. Do you want to have the sexual stamina of a 20-year-old boy even though you are 68 years old? Well, try the Hylian Hyper Hound Dog Hooch. It's a liquid that you drink that turns you into the horniest of dogs out in the streets, and we are selling it for $67.99 per ounce. And all it takes is about a quarter of an ounce to, you know, get you just ripped in the wrong ways, if you know what I mean. Definitely worth trying out, though. Definitely worth trying out if I was you. If I was you and you are the one who had to pay for it and not us. Yeah. If that sparks your interest, just hit up Jimmy for our nootropics, natural blend and boost of your libido. It'll take you where you need to go. That's on all right. All of the ladies that happen to be interested with their consent, you can take them to the moon and back with the Hylian hideout hyper hound dog hooch. Let's just run an ad for us.
Yeah, I hear it. Moving on, we have best adaptation. The nominees were Castlevania Nocturne, Gran Turismo, Last of Us, the Super Mario Brothers movie, and Twisted Metal. Could you guess who won?
Super Mario.
Take another guess.
Oh, man. I don't know.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Me and Alex have ranted about this series.
Oh, never mind. I already know what it is.
The Last of Us.
Yeah, Mother effing Last of Us.
Yep, Neil Fuckman came out, accepted his trophy, and walked off. Good to see this motherfucker hasn't died yet. When he, nah, never mind, I'm shutting up. So, best game direction, the nominees were Baldur's Gate 3, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and Alan Wake 2. Alan Wake 2 walks away with the award for best game direction.
Okay, yeah. Guess now, Alan Wake's worth checking out if everybody got on there and voted for it.
And now we're moving on to Game of the Year. The nominees were Alan Wake 2, trash-ass motherfucking Baldur's Gate 3, Marvel Spider-Man 2, Resident Evil 4, Super Mario Brothers Wonder, and Tears of the Kingdom. And throughout the podcast, you already heard that Baldur's Gate 3 has won the award. Congratulations, Larian Studios. Set your servers on fire and trash the game where it fucking belongs. Man, if you can't tell, I did not have a great experience playing this game, and I don't think it really compared to the nominees. All right, I didn't play Spider-Man 2, but I hear it's a fantastic fucking game. I played Resident Evil 4, and it was a great fucking remake. I didn't play Alan Wake 2, but Alan Wake 2 has been winning awards, so yeah. And then Tears of the Kingdom and Mario Brothers wondered, Nintendo. We all know Nintendo don't fucking miss with their games. So you're telling me that trash ass Baldur's Gate 3 snubbed this? Like, come the fuck on. Are y'all's riding its fucking dick and coattails that fucking much?
They're like, yeah.
I mean, I get it. They released the full fucking game. But if you're playing it on PC, every fucking update for it is anywhere between 5 to fucking 50 gigs. So is that really a complete and released fucking game? No, it's not. When they have to keep doing fucking updates because people keep finding all these game breaking fucking bugs and shit. So no, it's.
So I'm assuming that there's not as much renown as there was for, say, Elden Ring when it won all the awards. It seems like it was way more appreciated. A lot of people, it was a general consensus with Elden Ring that, you know what, Elden Ring deserves this and blase, blase, blah.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's saying Baldur's Gate 3 deserves this.
Yeah. Me, so you just stand alone on this island where.
No, there's two other people I know personally that doesn't think they deserve it.
Yeah.
And I've played this game with them, and we've all had the same experience. My experience with this game is I can only get so far before the rules really start fucking me over. Okay. I have been in a combat situation where I've been trying to hit one fucking goblin and roll 5 natural ones back to fucking back and died. So
damn.
You're telling me that I have that such of a luck that I rolled all these fucking natural ones. Even when I play D&D in person with my friends, I would roll a one maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me back to fucking back. Okay. If that is some kind of point in the story where you're like, nah, you're not supposed to be here, then fucking
Yeah.
tell me that. Don't let me fucking die, you stupid ass fucking trash game, man. Like, I even found a glitch in the game that make you fucking level 20. Or, level 12, and you plus your subclass.
Yeah.
Okay, to hit level 20. I have only been able to get so far because of that. For the game is like, nah, here's your fucking level ones rolls. It's just like bump, 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 bump. Oh, guess what? You failed to negotiate this, so now you're being attacked by 20,000 fucking troops on the map that is coming out of the fucking cracks of the fucking earth to take you on.
Yeah, that
And you,
you
if you
had no
try,
warning.
right? If you can't, if you can't fucking flee and get away, they're gonna chase you down anyway. So it's like, what's the fucking point? Just let me go and fucking die and reload the last checkpoint and see if I roll these natural ones again.
Yeah.
Yeah, natural ones again. It's just
What the
like,
hell?
yeah, it's just like, all right, cool. Fuck you, game. Fuck you, Larian. Fuck you, Baldur's Gate 3. You're such fucking trash.
Dang, man, that sucks.
Yes, and I've uninstalled this fucking game, and I told the guy who fucking I told the guy who fucking bought it. I was like, if I, if we can refund this to fucking Steam and get your fucking money back, let's fucking
Do
do it. This game's fucking trash. Okay, and
it.
I've been playing this game off and on since early access
Yeah.
in 2001, not 2001, 2021. And you're still telling me it's still like that from day, from when we picked it up in early access to release. Come on now. Your rhythm, your algorithm for your rolls just doesn't make sense, and it's just not really fair to the players. I get it. Some of the players can make themselves fucking overpowered and shit, so that's how you take them down. I get
Yeah.
it. I get it. But still, when you roll five of them back to fucking back in a combat situation, knowing that this could, end the player's fucking thing, and you still do that, and
Yeah, like
the
how does that
algorithm still,
happen?
right, and the algorithm still fucking fails you, even when you got your proficiencies and stuff. Like, okay, one situation, I rolled a couple ones back to back, then I rolled a fucking two, and went my proficiency stuff barely hit seven, and I needed a fucking 12 to do
Yeah.
anything. So yeah, it's just like, okay. How the fuck do I do this? Even
Yeah,
with the
how did I get in this situation? Yeah.
right, it's just it's I say it's a trash ass game, which I'll be real with you, it isn't really a trash ass game to me. It is to you. It's probably, your game of the year. It's your Lord and Savior.
Yeah, well, obviously not me, but there's people out there, I'm sure, that do believe that game is like the greatest game in the world, and you're
Nah,
just being
none. Nah,
a hater.
I meant you personally. No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I'm joking. I know you probably wouldn't touch this game.
Well, don't get me wrong, if it was on Game Pass and like I might would be like, well, hell with it, everybody else is talking about it, I'll play it, but it's not, and I don't care enough to spend the money on it, if that makes sense. Like, I don't care. I would definitely not buy this game just to play it.
Sounds like Shane's gonna get a Christmas present for me.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely play it, but I don't have the means. I mean, I what is it on?
I think it's only on the series. I don't think the Xbox One.
Yeah,
I don't think it's on
so
the Xbox One. I just
unless
got
there's a, I was gonna say, unless there's a way that I could play it on the Mac.
it. I don't know if it's on Mac. I don't know. I know it's on PC. I don't know which one though. But
Yeah.
either way, it's still a game that just.
It left a, it might not be a trash ass game, but it left a trash ass taste in your mouth.
No, it's a trash ass game.
Okay.
I'm sticking by what I'm saying. It's a trash
Okay.
ass
Yeah, I'm with
game.
you then. I'm with you then. Fuck
It's a trash ass
it.
game. Yeah. I'm sticking by it. Fucking, I'm not changing my story. It's a trash ass game.
Trash ass game it is.
Yes. So, Mr. Shane, how you been doing with life?
Oh man, I've been doing all right. Working, since the last episode we did, honestly, has been like the busiest time of the year for me. Not that that has anything to do with the podcast, but just pointing that out, it has been quite the busy season, but it's worked out in my favor financially speaking. You know, Christmas is coming up. I've got a 4-year old, so I've been making the most of that. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Yeah. Very nice. T-shirt business doing good, huh?
It is, man. It definitely is. I was going to say, whenever you were gone, I was telling the listenership that I'm going to be putting out some new music soon. So, but I'm also, by saying that also, I mean, like, we are going to be putting out some new music soon, because I'm going to start sending you some verses here soon, now that I'm back in writing mode. Something about the cold weather makes my vocal penis hard.
Nice. Speaking of which, I have been listening to inspiration, and I've been composing different beats.
Oh, so nice.
When I get them finished, I will invite you to them and let you try them out and listen to them.
That sounds great. I'm excited about the prospect.
Yes. I know the last couple of months we really haven't posted anything or said anything. But on the flip side, one of us now has a job where they're working nearly every day of the week for Xander.
Yeah.
I work 12-hour shifts so many days a week and then have so many off. So,
yeah, trying to find schedules that line up, you know,
right.
And Xander working weekends too is another factor to consider.
Right. And we try to do it on a weeknight. You really won't be able to do it. So,
yeah. I mean, I definitely can make it work, but, you know, some not weeknights, I am definitely busy.
Right. So,
but either way, you know, hey, look, definitely next time we get on here, we'll do some more chatting. There's obviously other things going on in this world. There's obviously other things going on in the video game world that we could spend some time talking about. Probably be nice to have all three of us. I was thinking how cool it would be if we got Keith Dalton on here to come talk about, you know, his experiences with games here lately.
Yeah, speaking of Keith, me and him have been trying to make it. I have some games that me and him were talking about swapping around and doing some trading and stuff like that. So,
hey, he might would be a good prospect for the show, man. It'd be nice to have him on. We could have us a good long conversation about, you know, the vintage video game market, something that you're not. That sounds dumb the way that I said it, but. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he
has a little bit more experience than me because he sells, he flips and sells, where I just collect.
Yeah.
Recently, I had just went to Hattiesburg again with my mom, and we went by Game Exchange, where I finally was able to pick up some decent stuff for my collection.
Yeah.
One of them being Eternal Darkness for the GameCube. And I literally paid $70 for this fucking GameCube game.
Holy shit.
Yeah. But it's one of those rare kind of GameCube games that was rated M. It had this thing called your sanity, where if you stay and it fucks with your sanity. Like, you could be sitting there playing it and be like, your GameCube memory card is corrupted. You can no longer save the game, when really and truly it's fine. So I picked that up. Luigi's Mansion, got that. I picked up another Xbox One. I wanted to pick up a Super Nintendo, but they didn't have any. They only had, you know, an N64 that didn't look that great, and a couple of new, like, PS5s, Xbox Series, and one PS4. So I grabbed the Xbox One, some Xbox 360 games to play, and some stuff for the collection. So it was a good time.
That's awesome. Speaking of collections, man, I went to this store that, shame on me, they've been there for almost a year, but I went to this collection store in Purvis. They basically, you know, I thought they just sold, like, baseball and basketball cards and stuff like that. They got all kinds of collectible stuff in there. I went in there with the intentions of buying these like Panini Prism cards. They're like UFC cards or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's just because I wanted to buy some. Because every time I go to the grocery store here in Purvis, the Ramey's, they have like a, you know, a 50-cent machine or whatever where you can get one or whatever. Like, you know, usually they have like tattoos in there or stickers or something. But, you know, they have like these UFC cards. So I've been every time we go in there, I spend, you know, $2 on them. I'm like, well, I'm gonna go in there and just see if they have like the boxes of these, because they obviously they have like their little logo right there to say that these cards come from blah, blah, blah. So I went in there and I was like, well, shame on me, man. I should have been in here helping the local market. Unfortunately, you know, there was a little bit of a markup on the packs that I was buying versus like if I was to buy it online. But personally, I don't mind paying like an extra $7 just because it's more local and it's in Purvis. Purvis is not that big of a place.
Right.
It's kind of cool that they would have a shop like that opened up here.
Right.
I wanted to be like, man, you should look into getting comics here because then you could get even more people coming in there and buying stuff. But there was people there buying stuff when I came there. So maybe I underestimate how much customer base he has.
Hey, you never know. Plus, it's the holiday season, so.
That's true. That is definitely true. But yeah, TNT collectibles or something like that. If you're ever in Purvis, go check them out. They got all kinds of cards and shit. I know, not necessarily you, but anybody who happens to be listening and it finds their way into Purvis, Mississippi.
I'm always down to check something out.
Hell yeah!
But
I'll bring you by there when you come visit.
Sounds good. We're gonna end up wrapping this up. Mr. Xander Blades is still at work, apparently.
Well, you know, he's an important man in his 9-to-5, so it is all gravy.
Dude, I think he's been there since 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it's Saturday, man. So he probably has been there for quite some time.
I think he said he went in at 3 because he was going to hang out today, but his schedule got flipped around.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
But, yeah, we're going to end up wrapping this up. Mr. Shane, thank you for joining.
Dude, absolutely. It's been a while. We'll do it sooner than later next time.
Yeah, I was thinking the next one we'll give our Game of the Years and music thing like we did last year again, our album of the year.
Awesome. That'll be great. Be nice to talk some music.
Right, because we haven't really talked music in a while. I know one of the last ones we were going to do was going to review Drake's new album, but we just, life happened. You went to Chicago, and we've been working, so.
Yeah, dude, listen, you guys need to come on to Organic Poison, yes, because we got some cultural stuff we need to talk about. Kanye West losing his collective gosh damn mind. It's crazy. There's some crazy things going on in the world. And I really hadn't talked to y'all in a while, so it'd be nice to cut up. But we'll save that conversation for off air. Thank you guys for tuning in to Highly and Hideout. Stay on the lookout for new music if you care. If you don't, then don't. Share the podcast.
Yeah, we're out. Baldur's Gate 3 is fucking trash.